She began to back out of the chamber until Tahiri said,
"Wait."
Kaidus glanced down his shoulder at her. "You have a good reason for countermanding my command?"
If you don't mind, my lord," Tahiri said. "I'd like to know the purpose of the sample. Does it have something to do with the Empire's nano-killer?"
Before answering, the lieutenant looked to Kaidus for permission. "Go ahead," Kaidus said. "An order from my apprentice is an order from me."
Thank you, my lord,"
the lieutenant said. She turned to Tahiri.
"That's correct, ma'am. Since the prisoner is a granddaughter to Boba Fett, the Moffs thought it would be wise to develop a strain targeting him."
"That is a good idea," Kaidus said. Myrta's fear was a boiling cloud in the Force, and with good reason. "And how long will it take to develop that strain?"
"Their close family relationship will make it fairly easy," she reported. "No more than 3 days. It might be as fast as one, if we're allowed unlimited access to the prisoner."
Kaidus half-turned, looking back at Myrta's horrified face. "I think we can arrange that," he said. "Would you like me to hold her head so she doesn't try to bite you?"
"That would be very kind, Lord Kaidus."
The lieutenant started forward, already removing the sterile cover from her collection kit.
"Thank you."
"Wait!"
This time, the counter-command came from Myrta.
"I'll tell you who was on my team."
Kaidus raised a hand to stop the lieutenant. "I thought you might have a change of heart."
"No samples!"
Myrta pointed her chin at the hypo in his hand.
"And I get my injection, agreed?"
"And you really believe that I'll keep my word?" Kaidus asked. "Or do you have some proposal to guarantee that I do?"
"Not that I have a choice, but I'll trust your promise,"
Myrta said. "You keep your part of the bargain, and I'll keep mine," Kaidus said. "Who was with you?"
"There was only one Jedi," Myrta said. "Your sister, Jaina."
"My sister?" Kaidus roared in spite of himself. "You expect me to believe that?" He waved the stump of his arm at her.
"That Jaina did this?"
"I don't know who did that, but Jaina was the only Jedi I saw."
Myrta seemed completely unimpressed by his anger.
"And don't look so surprised. She's been training with Mandalorians."
"Then why didn't she share their disposal barge?" Kaidus demanded. He turned to the lieutenant. "Take your sample."
"What?"
Myrta seemed genuinely shocked.
"You're a Jedi! Can't you tell I'm not lying?"
"I'm a Sith," Kaidus corrected. "And I don't need the Force to know you're lying. There were two Jedi there. I fought them both." Myrta did a good job of appearing completely confused, even in the Force.
"I don't know about that, but the only one who came with us was Jaina."
"Then how did Luke get in?" Kaidus demanded. He whirled on the lieutenant. "What are you waiting for? I gave you an order."
Of course.
The frightened lieutenant stepped to the foot of the bed and pulled the sheet off Myrta's feet.
"Sorry, my lord."
Myrta watched in horror as the lieutenant raised a vein, then just before the needle was inserted, said,
"Okay, Luke was with us."
The lieutenant looked to Kaidus for instructions. Kaidus ignored her. "I know that. How did he get into the planning forum?"
"With us. We had control of the Nickel One security system and help from the Verpine."
"Yes, I know all that too," Kaidus said. "I'm interested in Luke, in how he really slipped into the asteroid. This is your last chance." Myrta's eyes grew desperate.
"I told you," she said. "We came in through a gun emplacement, then blew a reactor core to cover our breach point."
Incredibly, Myrta was still lying about something. Kaidus could sense it in her desperate Force aura. "At least something you said is true," he said. He nodded to the lieutenant. "Take your sample and give her this injection. She told half the truth, so I'll keep half my word." Myrta began to curse him again, and Kaidus knew he had made all the progress he was going to that day. He motioned Tahiri to follow him, then left the room and started down the corridor toward his quarters, deep in thought as he puzzled over how Luke had really gotten into the room.
"That was a lot of trouble," Tahiri said, finally tearing Kaidus out of his thoughts. "If you were going to betray your promise, why bother justifying it? It's not like anyone was going to talk about it."
Kaidus stopped in the middle of the corridor. "I didn't betray my promise. Myrta was lying about something.
Sure, after you started pressing her, Tahiri said. But I didn't sense the lie the first time. If Luke was there, she didn't know how he got there.
Luke was there, Kytus insisted. Have Myrta transferred to the Anakin Solo, and inform the Moffs that I would like them to place their assets at my disposal and select a command committee to accompany us.
Very well, Tahiri said. Shall I inform them of our objective?
My uncle, Kytus began to walk again. I've been growing more and more convinced that killing Luke Skywalker is the key to winning this war. And I'm sure of it now.